Hello from the North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is a phonology report for the week of March 15th and March 22nd, 2025. My name is Ellie and I am your phonologist for this week. On Tuesday, March 18th, Ms. Jackson's class noticed that there are sparse amounts of ice piles on the playground, but still more ice on the school nature trail. Schmidt Creek has ice on the bottom of the creek bed and flowing water on top. There is no sap from our maple trees to collect as the temperature had been too cold. Thursday, March 20th was the spring equinox, when we had 12 hours of day and 12 hours of night. On Sunday, March 23rd, a fresh coat of 2 to 3 inches of snow and ice coated the roads. It quickly melted. On Tuesday, March 25th, Miss Jackson's class noticed that Schmidt Creek on the nature trail was frozen again. The air temperature was 29 degrees. On Wednesday, March 26th, the creek had several inches of open water. No sap was in our buckets this day when we checked. Miss Camper saw the first robin on Saturday, March 15th. On Thursday, March 20th, Dex saw Canada geese at Lester Park. Also on Thursday, Miss Irvin saw her first sparrow of the season at her bird feeder. On Sunday, March 23rd, Miss Irvin had so many birds at her house, she had to fill up her bird feeder twice. She saw pine siskins, red poles, one purple finch, dark-eyed joncos, and goldfinches. On Tuesday, March 25th, Miss Rademacher's class heard a grouse drumming in the woods. On Thursday, March 27th, Miss Irvin saw 5 snow buntings outside by the playground. Miss Jackson spotted pussy willows that had bloomed on Friday, March 21st. On the night of Friday, March 14th, Miss Irvin saw the northern lights at her house. She saw red, green, and purple in the northern lights. This concludes the phonology report. Have a great week and be observant.